Much bigger story unfolding in Vatican City. 1.2 billion Catholics throughout the world waiting to see who will succeed Pope Benedict. Some thoughts now from Catholics around the country paying attention. Julie Davis is a graphic designer and the author of the Happy Catholic blog. She says she's not rooting for anyone today and joins us from her home in Dallas. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
What do you think of this process steeped in tradition and all of the sort of Vatican finery on display?
Well, I don't really know about the finery that much, but I actually love this ancient tradition because if it's followed properly, you're really giving God the chance to come in and inform everybody. God's the one who knows what the universal church wants. I know what as an American Catholic I'd like, but what do the Vietnamese want? What do the Indians want? God knows somebody who can answer all those needs.
So during the normal day-to-day life of you as a Catholic in Dallas, Texas, the machinations of the Vatican don't really affect you, but now it's something you do pay attention to.
Yes, you're right. I would say it's kind of like voting for the president, except, of course, you don't get to vote. The president does great big things, but it's the local elections that get the potholes filled. You know, it's who's your priest, who's your bishop, who are the people in your parish who help with things. That's what affects you every day. So it's kind of to me like that.
Doesn't mean you're not rooting for someone, right?
Well, my problem is I don't really pay enough attention. Then the one bishop I actually know about aside from our local one is Cardinal Dolan from New York. And I think he's just great. But on the other hand, would he be too American? And I think we need him here.
How long do you think this is going to take? A week?
Wow.
2 weeks?
I feel like maybe a week.
Julie Davis, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Julie Davis, graphic designer and author of the Happy Catholic blog from her home in Dallas. Joining us now, Brian Frawley manages the gift shop at Holy Cross Cathedral in Boston. Brian, welcome.
Hello.
So at the gift shop at Holy Cross Cathedral, do you get a lot of questions about this conclave? Are you something of a pundit here watching the events at the Vatican?
Yes, I am. I'm at the Holy Cross Cathedral basically every morning. And between the news media and guests coming in to visit the cathedral, a lot of questions are asked.
Now, you're not actually selling Cardinal Sean O'Malley T-shirts there at Holy Cross?
Not at the present moment.
Not at the present moment. But are you rooting for your local cardinal?
Very, very much so.
What kind of a pope would he be?
He would be a people's pope. He would be the person that would no pomp or ceremony or anything else, just walk out into a room or even just walk on and just say Mass on a regular schedule without making an appointment. He would just decide he wanted to do Mass for the people.
And what do you think the big issue is for the cardinals as they sequester themselves there in the Sistine Chapel?
Well, that's only in God's hands, but there's a lot of questions that have to be answered about the abuse scandal and everything else. But Cardinal Sean O'Malley has handled it here in Boston and has done very, very well. He's now considered over there called the Cappuccino Cardinal.
Which means what exactly?
He wears the brown robe. He's a very humble, humble man.
How long do you think this is going to take before we go?
I think it will take 4 to 5 days.
Brian Frawley, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Brian Frawley manages the gift shop at Holy Cross Cathedral in Boston. Something of a cheerleader there, Mr. Frawley. Joining us now is Father Matthew Gamber, who's a priest and senior counselor at Jesuit High School in Tampa Bay, Florida. Father, welcome.
Thank you.
Do you have a... I don't even know how to ask this. I mean, it's not the case that you have a dog in this fight, right? It's not that kind of thing, right?
Well, no, we don't have our own... Like, I don't have my candidate that I'm backing, so to speak, but I am, you know, hopeful and excited that the day has come and that possibly even today we could have our new pope.
Although I gather you would have wished that this never had to happen. You were satisfied with Pope Benedict.
Yes, I was very much a fan of Pope Benedict, his teachings, his writings. I had the chance to work at Vatican Radio, actually, for 6 months while he was the pope, and got to see him up close and personal, and just felt that he was doing a great job. Didn't expect this, kind of came out of the blue, and so we'll just have to, you know, of course, embrace our new Holy Father, whoever that may be, and trust that Pope Benedict knew what he was doing.
What do you think the mission is going to be in the conclave, to choose someone who reflects that tradition that you so admired in Pope Benedict, or really make a break with the past?
Neither. I think it's going to be someone that holds on to the faith and passes it on, and I think it's going to be maybe in a more younger person, more maybe media savvy or media centric, or kind of projecting a youthful image. Think back to 1978 with the election of Pope John Paul II as a 58-year-old man. I think it's going to be more like that, a little bit kind of exciting, take us by surprise.
And if you were broadcasting on Vatican Radio today, I mean, what would you be saying?
Oh, gosh, we would do kind of the play-by-play of every single thing that was happening while we were there, and then try to give the color commentary. It's almost like a sporting event in a way, where we just try to fill in all the behind the scenes of who these people are and what's actually happening in terms of the liturgy and the processions and different things like that. But also praying. We really believe in the power of prayer on a day like this, that the cardinals are not alone, that they are under the guidance of Almighty God, and that they will be acting in accordance with that.
I take it that you think this can happen pretty quickly.
I think this long preparation has been very helpful. It seems like they published the schedule, and it includes tomorrow, so there's maybe an anticipation that it won't exactly happen today, but it could.
And it's safe to say that while you're not rooting for any particular candidate, you are rooting for the red team at the Vatican.
Correct. Always the red team.
Father Matthew Gamber, priest and senior counselor at the Jesuit High School in Tampa, Florida. Father, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Coming up, a soldier's impressions of war in his own poetry. That's next on The Takeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.